We should start that again.
What? Start what again?
Say what you just said.
No, I can't just re-say shit. It's gotta be natural. We start fucking planning shit in advance. It's not the same.
G, nothing about you is natural.
What? Fuck! You know what? Fuck both of you guys. Sick of this fucking... I'm not a fucking sideshow.
Anyway, let Jay start this goddamn podcast. Fuck. Shit. Steve was here. He would be pulling this shit.
Okay, guys. Welcome to the 12th episode of the That's Your Garbage podcast. With me today, we have... to my left, we have G. What's up, G?
Oh, yeah, I am to your left. Yeah, yeah. Hey, nothing. Fuck.
Nothing? All right, no, also...
shit. You know what? I got nothing to say.
Okay. Also with us today is Mike.
Yeah, I'm here.
And...
present.
Once again, I'm hosting today because Steve is absent once again. Mark is not here to take his place, but we're going to go... You know, the show must go on anyway, so...
Mark's like the jumping guy.
We don't have any friends.
That's...
It's just us three
today,
really
guys.
That's
really depressing. It is. All right, so,
it's actually sad. But there's still three of us. Three's company, so
yeah,
we're fine.
Yeah, we're the Triforce.
Yeah.
We are the fucking Triforce.
I could be John Ritter, except then I'd be dead.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. I miss him. He was a good
actor. It's a bad bounce.
Yeah.
Except then I'd be dead.
All right, Mike, what's been going on this week with you? What have you been doing?
Fuck, put me on the spot. I didn't think about this ahead of
time. That's why I like you. I like that he's learned to not ask me first.
Let's see. This week...
Because you freaked the fuck out.
Fuck, I don't even know. I've done some shit this week.
You've done some shit?
I've done some shit this week. I don't know what I've done, though.
You've done some deep shit.
It was white and made out of powder.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. So you've been on crack?
I've been on crack this week.
Yeah. I know there's been more than that.
I do not remember anything.
We have seen movies this week.
That's right. We saw a Chronicle. Matt,
we write on the damn website every 2 days.
Blank out for this shit. Yeah.
Now you know how I felt when you said, tell us three things you learned this week.
I can talk about something.
This is my revenge.
Can we talk about something I learned?
If you want, that's fine. I don't care.
What I learned actually just makes me look really stupid. I'm not saying it.
Okay. Oh. In that case, you should say it.
No, I look like an idiot.
The United States is attached to Canada?
Close. I did more stuff, but wow, my fucking off right now.
Okay, that's fine.
Work today was absolutely crazy, and my mind is just like totally blanked.
So you're just shot.
I'm like totally shot, but I'll try and pick it up for the rest of the podcast. Sorry, followers.
You haven't been playing anything this week? No games?
No.
All right.
I'm excited for the Gotham City Imposters.
Yeah, that comes
that's
going
to be cool. But nothing new.
Tuesday,
I haven't played anything new.
I love that trailer when Batman leaves and all like, yeah! And then he comes back and like, oh shit!
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Did you guys see that trailer that was sort of like the old Warner Brothers cartoon with like the dog and the coyote?
No.
Where it was like one guy dresses up as a Batman, one guy dresses up as a Joker during the night, but like during the day, they're friends. It's like, oh, what are you doing, Sam? Oh, not that bad.
Oh, that's awesome. And they could do that because Warner Brothers is
DC. Warner Brothers owns it.
That's sick.
That's a pretty good trailer.
I want to see that trailer. Guys, we're going to post that trailer online.
Sure.
We're also going to post the gameplay for, what's it called? I'm getting confused with Arkham City and Gotham City.
Oh, no, Gotham City. But yeah, we're going to...
Yeah, we're going to be recording...
we're going to play it, so we're going to have that on, like, the day after it comes out.
Sort of a first look or
yeah,
so,
like a first look thing. I'm going to get it anyway, so we're going to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, let's move on because...
So, G, what have you been doing this week?
This question does suck, eh?
You should have been thinking about it the whole time I was, like, avoiding the spikes.
You know what? I basically, I wasn't really planning on doing very much of anything except going to work, but then I saw the Mass Effect 3, like, voice cast reveal. And that made me realize that I don't have any save files to carry over into Mass Effect 3, so I started fucking playing Mass Effect 1.
Why don't you have save files?
I had to get a new Xbox.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, fucked. Because Xboxes
what happened to your other hard
work.
Drive? What happened to your other hard drive?
Oh, my hard drive got, like, fucked up.
Why did it get fucked up?
It got corrupted when my fucking Xbox exploded. And
when did your Xbox explode?
2 years ago?
Oh, so you just haven't had these saves for a long time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay.
But now I need them.
Because if this happened recently, you could have had all your saves in the cloud.
It happened right after I had Mass Effect 2. Like, I finished it, and then...
That really sucks.
Yeah. Funny cloud shit.
This shit.
My brother, remember I was telling you my brother was trying to transfer all of his stuff?
Yeah, like
then
a
he
month
ended
later,
up,
the cloud shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, so what he did was instead of copying and put it onto like a USB, he did a move. So everything was supposed to move over, but then it all got erased.
Yeah.
So he lost everything?
Everything.
And then like a month later, the cloud thing comes out. When I told him, he was fucking cursing. He's like, fuck Xbox. I don't even give a fuck. I don't fucking care. He was so
bad.
Yeah,
no, it's so bullshit.
Yeah, I lost a lot of saves that way too, actually. Yeah. I lost my Dead Rising saves when I...
You never move, ever. Always copies.
But I didn't move. Ooh. I copied things, too. It's just some things don't even fucking copy. It's all retarded. Like, yes. I don't like the way they set up the transfers for Xbox Live. For some reason, Sony actually did a better job of that, if you could believe that.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Yeah, that's it. I'm replaying Mass Effect. I did something else.
Did you kill the bug lady?
The bug lady.
The bug lady in the tube. Man, it's like, do you want to kill the bug lady? Yes, no. And it's like, all right, I don't know. Fuck.
No, I haven't killed her. She's still around.
So we're starting with number one.
Yes. I'm going to have to do it like twice because I play Renegade and I play Paragon.
You're playing on the 360?
So yeah. Wait, time out. You're actually... Wait, is there a difference if you actually played the first one, then the second one, then the thing? Because my first one, I don't have my save file because my brother got a new Xbox, which now apparently got deleted. But...
Apparently, no, it matters. Not apparently. What am I saying? Yes, it does matter.
Because I only have part two. And when I play part two, I never... launched it from part one because...
Oh, yeah, because if you don't launch it...
I was just lazy to transfer
it. If you don't launch it, what happens in Mass Effect 2 is they take only, like, the main, like, decision points.
And there's something at the beginning of the game where
they ask you them. And you make choices.
But there's a lot of tiny little choices that you could do that make differences throughout.
That make differences.
You know, honestly, that's the most... That entire system, it's a cool system, but it's the most infuriating thing about the entire series for me. And it's why it really pisses me off.
Because if you're going to play Mass Effect 3, you need to play Mass Effect 1 too. If you want, like...
No, I'll just continue off 2, I give.
But you're fine, right? But, like, Mass Effect 2 is okay. But, like, I own Mass Effect 1. I own Mass Effect 2. I can't play Mass Effect 3 if I don't have, like, the whole thing. Because I'd just be fucking missing out on...
Who sells, like, Mass Effect for, like, $2?
No. Like, I have
to. I would have bought it for
$2. So, like, you guys are going to see a lot of Mass Effect 3 coverage from me. And maybe a little bit of Mass Effect 1 and 2.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of ass. We're going to do a lot of ass.
Because I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, no, that's totally my job. But, but yeah, fucking shit. So that's what I've been doing.
What have I been up to this week? Is that what you said? Yeah. All right. Yeah. I will let you know right now.
Please tell me.
I've been messing around with the new PVR that we got, which we're going to be using to record.
Mike having sex. What? Sorry.
Yes, to record Mike having sex. Yep. No.
Wow.
I don't know how I'd get him on
that's
the
one way to get popular celebrity sex tape, but I'm not a celebrity, so.
Yeah.
You might be.
We'll make
do
you a celebrity.
Count as
and
celebrity
then we'll
send you to Jersey Shore?
No.
Oh, no, I would never be on Jersey
Those are like the anti celebrities.
Yeah.
Still works.
But anyways, yeah.
You don't
want to
be
there.
I know.
We got a pretty good PVR. We're going to use it to record some console gameplay and some console playthroughs eventually once we're done with Katawa Shoujo.
No, we'll do it while we're doing
Katawa. If we ever finish that
game. Katawa's going to take us a while, so I'd rather like be doing other stuff in between and just like release it.
Yeah, we're gonna spread it out.
So we're going to be doing more content. Pretty much the PVR means more content's going to be on the site, which is good.
He's like, Katawa Shoujo, we're going to spread it out.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I bet you will.
We'll get to that point eventually.
We'll spread both knees.
Let's see. Aside from that, I've still been playing a shit ton of Binding of Isaac.
Why?
I can't stop playing that game. It's like every time you play it, it's a different playthrough, but I always like...
That game sounds scary.
You're always finding different things. Like, it's like, okay, this time I'm... By the end of this game, I'm nothing but a floating head that shoots lasers out of its fucking mouth. And another playthrough, I'm like a fucking bat person who's like throwing tears that are boomerangs... That also split off and poison everything. It's just a very interesting game. Very simple mechanics.
This is one game?
One game. It's basically the here, I'll give you a bigger premise of it. I think I've done this in the past, but essentially it's a game where you start it and you find items in this dungeon, and the items in the dungeon are different every time, so your character changes every time. And it's very interesting. We've been playing it a lot. Aside from that, I've been playing the original Super Mario Brothers. Because...
Why?
I don't know, I have it on the Wii, and I was like, I'm going to play this. I played it. It took me 10 minutes to beat.
Oh!
I can't even get past the first fucking stage of that game.
Wow.
You are bullshitting me. There's no way you
can
get past the first stage of Super Mario Brothers.
Yes, I can't get past the second one.
You're a liar. You can totally
I swear to God.
You just give up after like the first 20 minutes.
No, I suck.
You just not use the jump button?
No, I suck donkey balls at that game. I can admit it. At least I have a Super Nintendo, you goddamn...
For my birthday, somebody bought me like a cheat... Someone bought me like a cheat thing for the regular
Game
Super Shark? Mario 3. No. It was like a book.
Oh, a cheat booklet?
A cheat book.
Like a,
to
like
tell
a
me how to like, yeah, the guide.
I stole that from somebody once.
But like, that's a really crappy birthday gift.
Not him. I didn't know him then.
We didn't know each other back then.
As a kid, I would have enjoyed that.
It was a better time.
I wasn't happy about
Mike.
I don't want a cheat book. Buy me a fucking action figure.
Give me
a Batman action figure.
That's all you want. You just want more Batman.
That's all.
That's what you ask for now. You're just like, guys,
give me a Batman birthday. Give me Batman.
I will buy you the Zebra Batman action figure once.
If you can find a Zebra Batman action figure,
there's no such thing.
No, I'd be so down.
There's Arctic Blast Batman.
There is.
There's like all kinds of stupid
shit.
There is
Army Soldier Batman.
Yeah, it's like
he Arctic supports
Blast,
the troops.
Super Deep Space Batman.
Okay.
Penetration Batman.
There's been something else I've been doing this week.
Shark Lube Batman?
Shark Lube?
No, it was Quick Robin the Bat Lube. Super Friends.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, Shark Repellent. I'm mixing it up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been watching News Radio.
What's News Radio?
It is a television show. It was on during like the late 90s, I believe. Stars Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall.
So you're watching old news?
No, it's a comedy show. It's like basically a comedy show based on people who work at a news station. But it has Phil Hartman in it before he died.
Hopefully.
I can't. Andy. I can't remember the other actors' names, but they're all. It's a pretty good show.
Okay.
Ouch.
And fun fact.
Uh-oh.
Dave Foley, he was born in this very city that we are recording in right now.
Oh, there you
Kansas?
Go.
Kansas?
No. I will leave it to the people to figure out where we are right now, because I just gave them so much info on where we are right now. They could pinpoint us and launch nukes at us.
Yeah.
Please.
That's what I've been doing. I've been working on our social media this week.
Oh my God, I thought you were like, I've been building nukes. I'm like, what?
Working on our social media this week. Got a good amount of Twitter followers.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, it made me fucking depressed. I've been on Twitter for what, like 4 or 5 years now? Or since it's been fucking open, I got like 20 followers in a fucking week. You get like...
Honestly, this is doing wonders for our popularity.
It's fine. I'm cool with it. It's just, I feel...
We're hip now, guys.
I feel like I'm a failure.
We need people to listen to us, or else there's no point of us being here. Tell your friends.
Anyways, moving on. Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah, Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah, shit. So they're saying...
Yeah, I heard you have some news on
Blade Runner. That there's going to be a Blade Runner 2. They're going to make a sequel to Blade Runner. And at first, they were kind of like, because Harrison Ford absolutely hates Blade Runner.
He hates Blade Runner?
He is not a fan of that movie. He doesn't like... how it came out. He doesn't like Ridley Scott. He's all like, hell's bells, no chance I'm ever going to be in this movie. I will be in another Star Wars before I'll be in another Blade Runner 2. And now apparently they're signing him to star in Blade Runner 2. I mean, it's very unlikely that this is actually going to pan out.
Is there planes in Blade Runner?
What?
Planes.
Yeah, of course. There's like flying cars and shit. Give it the times. Anyway.
I never watched Blade Runner.
So yeah, like they're not even sure that he's actually going to like stay with it. But like right now, they're trying to sign him for the project as the main character. Which is funny. I kind of find.
So he'll be playing Decker again?
Yeah. I get how. What else is he going to do, right? He can't play somebody else.
That's the name, right?
Yeah, Decker.
I haven't seen it in a while.
But
he could play somebody else.
Apparently he doesn't get along very well with Ridley Scott. So that should be fun just to like...
Harrison Ford's 7 years old. He's officially reached the old man grumpy, like the grumpy old man status.
So you're saying
he can't get along with anybody. He can't get along with anybody. It doesn't matter. He's grumpy old man. I don't care.
He's handsome.
He has old man knees.
He's doing better than, what's his face? Mel Gibson.
That's true. Mel Gibson has tanked.
What are you gonna do?
Mel Gibson in such movies as What Women Want.
What Women Want.
True thing, yeah.
Oh, God. It was a terrible movie.
Best Harrison Ford. Was that I actually one? Think my
so
favorite.
So do you know what this movie is like based off of at all?
Favorite
no,
Harrison
there's
Ford movie?
Very little out about it.
Because I know the entire... Well,
get off my goddamn plane.
He's like, get off my plane.
What was it called?
He just kicks the guy off.
Blade Runner, his daughter. Blade Runner is based off a book. I believe the book was called Do Androids Dream of
Electric
Sheep?
Yeah,
and I know there was more than one book in that series, or if there was a sequel to it, maybe.
I don't know enough about the book. I know that they made me watch in film class. Mark isn't here, but Mark watched it with me. And me and Mark both fell asleep.
How did you fall asleep during Blade Runner?
It's not our fault. This course was like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon after a full day of school. And like the auditorium was comfortable and dark and fucking nap time happened. But like then my girlfriend bought me the director's cut. And I didn't hate it. But I didn't get what the fuck was going on.
Here's a question. The director's cut. Does the director's cut have
it has
Harrison
more.
Ford like doing like narration?
Maybe. Dude.
Because I don't know which version. I don't know which version. I know I don't know which version's which. I know there's a theatrical cut which doesn't have narration.
No, this is the full uncut. This is the whole thing.
I don't know which cut's which. I know there's one cut that has no narration and one cut that does have narration. I can't stand the cut with narration.
I've only ever watched it once. I don't know. Maybe I gotta just sit there and watch it again, like actually pay attention and not be tired when I watch it.
Okay, what I would suggest you do is if you're gonna watch it, watch the version without narration because it doesn't just attempt to spell everything out for you. Okay. Which I think, that's the sort of thing. It's like, when I tried to read Heart of Darkness, I couldn't do it. Because that fucking book is trying to spell fucking everything out for you. It's like, okay, this guy's walking along this fucking street, and there's some flowers on the thing. And those flowers are a specific color, and they look like this, and they're made by breeding this plant with that, and it's like the summertime. It's like, fucking move on with it. You know what I mean? That sort of thing.
Mm. So, it's like Kata wa Shoujo.
Yeah.
Kind of like Kata wa Shoujo.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That's not necessarily Blade Runner. I think Blade Runner is a good movie because...
Yeah, our teacher was like, this is like one of the greatest sci-fi films of all time. And I was like, all right, yeah. And then 10 minutes later, it was out cold.
I never watched it. I need to watch this movie.
You need to watch this movie. In fact, I'm insulted that
you know,
do not...
Maybe I should just give you the DVD and you should like watch it.
No, it's on Netflix. You just watch the Netflix version.
Oh, it's on Netflix?
DVD. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, moving on. Mike, you want to talk about Family Guy? online a little bit? Is that what you want to talk about?
Dude's going to punch somebody.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hopefully it's him.
I was browsing online and randomly I came across that Family Guy is making like a browser-based RPG game. Pretty much you get to make a character and he's going to look like a Family Guy-esque character. And you pretty much go around and talk to NPC characters from Family Guy and you do like missions and stuff like that. And it's actually going to be an MMO style thing where like other people are on the screen with you at the same time and you're like playing around. I'm sure there's going to be like some way they're going to make money based on like you have to buy in-game items.
Yeah, microtransactions will probably happen.
For sure. Has to be, because they wouldn't give you something like that for free just for fun. Just because, hey, we're Family Guy, we're nice people. But that's pretty much it. I don't know. It looks pretty cool. I only saw like a 2-minute thing of it.
Jay's got the beta.
Jay's got the beta. We're going to do like a quick little...
Yeah, the closed beta is going to be on the 9th to the 10th. I have an invite to it, so we're going to do some recordings, some video, some first impressions of it, I guess.
Yeah.
We're basically all going to make...
It'll probably be posted like around the 12th, so look around then.
And cause as much shit as possible in the game.
Yeah.
Then again, this podcast will probably be posted around the 12th as well.
That's true.
That's true. No. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Too much of a backlog. We got to stream that a bit quicker.
I think we might have to like skip a week and then just start. Mm-hmm. And then that way we're like on time.
Yep.
That's all I want to say about that. Guys, stay tuned for the beta, the closed beta. And
should be good.
Do you guys have any thoughts on that? Like, I don't know. I
don't know. Like, I don't see where it's going to be going.
I just want to play it.
Like, I don't see a point. I mean, as far as MMOs out there go, like, we have World of Warcraft, which is pretty much the go-to MMO in the world. You got the newcomers like Star Wars, The Old Republic. You got like old favorites like EverQuest or Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, there's EVE Online.
EVE.
Those people take that shit serious.
Yeah, even like newer ones that are coming out recently, the more free-to-play games like Rusty Hearts, APB, Reloaded, Crimecraft. It's such a fucking competitive market. Like, I honestly don't think that this is going to be some sort of big thing.
Yeah,
I think this is basically like a giant marketing tool with some microtransactions to like.
It'll probably be just like the Battlestar Galactica game that came out that like. The browser-based Battlestar Galactica game that, like, no one plays.
Apparently a lot of people play it.
No.
A lot of people play it, but the whole thing is it's all a cash grab.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. You know, it's a company trying to make money. I'm not going to be like, they're not going to make money. But, like...
No, fuck companies.
It's like, you could play it and not spend a dollar, but it'll take you, like, 100 years to get a decent fighter plane.
To get a Viper.
Viper, that's what they're called. It would take you so much to get a Viper that, or you could just pay like $10.
You're flying around in a friggin' X-Wing. Have a good Viper. Until you get enough money to actually get a Battlestar Galactica.
It's like you're flying around in a Mark II, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Don't hit the Mark II.
Which one's the one that they use in the series for the most part? Is it the Mark II?
The Mark II, and then they get Mark VII.
So it was the Mark I that was the one that...
No, it was the Mark VII that sucked.
So our Mark is a
Mark. No, the Mark VII's good. It's just it had the new system.
Mark IV.
The Mark VII was the one that had the system that, like, it all fucked up and everyone died.
The Mark II is the one that they used because the Mark VII's were fucked up.
Yeah, but then they fixed that problem with the Mark VII's and then they mass-produced
the Pegasus can build her own fighters.
What?
How do you blow up the... I'm sorry, one second. How do you blow up the Pegasus? How?
It's quite simple. You set it on a suicide course and then let it go. It was a poor decision.
It was a stupid decision.
And this is a little bit of spoilers for Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
To be fair,
Adama was my favorite character.
I love Leodama.
Adama Sr. had the right idea. If we're going to sacrifice one of these ships, we're going to sacrifice the old one.
The old busted piece of shit one that's already half cracked to shit. Yeah. You don't fly the one that can make Vipers into anything, ever. You keep the paint job clear, you stupid idiot. I'm sorry.
To be fair, you know, Galactica had the better CIC.
Exactly. It does. You're right. But I can't watch the Pegasus like getting destroyed without like tearing. Because it's that
was an amazing scene. I like
that much of a goddamn travesty, and it was just shot so well.
I just hate the season 4 cop out. I just feel like the season ended and it was like a cop out. The series ended and it was a cop out.
I don't think the series ended in a cop out. I think specific aspects of it was a cop out.
Yeah,
but I like the way it ended. Like that ending sequence.
I'm happy with the ending.
With you know, well, let's not ruin it for everyone.
Yeah,
because
it's
a good show.
Watch it, sick. Watch it.
You should watch Battlestar Galactica, the new reimagined series.
Yeah, parts of the ending felt like a cop out.
I'm sorry, I jumped in there. I'm sorry,
but anyways,
totally just
yeah. Let's not spoil it in case people want to watch it.
One poor guy gets.
It's a great series. Season one.
That guy got fucked. I'm not gonna tell you who, but someone gets fucked and goes into the sun.
Like my basics, season one was great. Season two had a lot of filler. Season three was fantastic.
Season two, I thought was really good.
No filler.
Or was it season three? We watched it so quickly. No,
three's good.
Three is the one that I think has a lot of filler until the really the very end.
Yeah, and then it gets like
season three has like the best
two were good
season finale I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's like blowing your mind, shit.
Yeah, season three was the filler.
And season four,
I went home and watched BSG.
Season four had a lot of moments where I just felt depressed because like things were happening. I was like, oh,
so much bad shit happened in season four.
So much bad shit happens throughout the entire series.
But that's what I mean. Like in season one, two, and three, why are we talking about this? In season one, two, and three,
because it's a good show.
So much bad shit happens that by the time season four comes out and bad shit's happening on a truly retarded scale, you're like, I don't even know. How the hell anyone could be so fucking miserable to come up with this much misery after three fucking seasons of just a festival of misery? It's a joke. Like, it's unbelievable how ridiculous season four gets.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sorry. It gets fucking wild.
All right. Oh, boy. Let's move on from Battlestar Galactica, which is technically not what we should be talking about right now.
Old news, guys.
What we should be talking about is how Facebook is what? Is it going public?
Facebook's going public. Pretty much when you go public, you have to divulge like information to like your shareholders when you decide to go public and all that stuff. Essentially, they came out with like their report, and their report pretty much says that they have a decrease in usership, and it's actually forecasted to decrease more.
It's because of Twitter.
Yeah, who knows? I'm sure there's a bunch of factors. Twitter is obviously a factor. There's a whole bunch of factors.
And really, what do you use Facebook for?
I'm sure Google Plus is also getting a little bit of their market share.
Yeah.
I don't think Google Plus is a huge trend, but I'm pretty sure like it's got to have some effect, even if it's probably not a huge effect.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some people who have both.
But I mean, like, I don't even use my Facebook now at all.
My Facebook is essentially...
You deleted your Facebook account, bro.
I got back.
My Facebook account is essentially for me to easily discuss stuff with people.
Yeah.
So it's
if I'm not planning an event, I don't use Facebook.
Yeah. It's like planning an event or like, hey guys, check out this video I saw. Boom. Posted. Essentially it. Or like, hey, let's do this day. Boom, posted. They don't have to sit there and text message everybody or send everybody an event another way. Facebook does it all. Because most people have the mobile aspect too, which I'm going to get to next, which is essentially comes on their phone and they see it. It's like me sending a text message. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But continuing on to the mobile aspect of it, apparently they make no money off the mobile.
That's
a bad decision. And
But they can't put ads on the mobile version, and they also can't charge for the mobile app. Like, there's no way they could get away with that.
Why can't they get away
with that? Because the freaking phone providers wouldn't have it. The phone providers would be like, no, you're not doing this. Like,
99 cents. I would totally have charged 99 cents for it.
But would you buy it?
I would buy it.
I wouldn't. Every fucking...
So then don't use
it. Every phone on the internet has a browser, and then they would just use the browser.
If you're not making money, don't do it. That's like the basic... business.
We're not
plan.
Making money right now. Should we not do this podcast?
No, but we're not Facebook.
You know what? You have a point.
No, but the thing is, like, he's right.
It's all about getting it out. It's all about getting it the word out for the company as much as possible. Even if they're not making money on those customers, they're still getting it out there.
You're right, but they're not making any money off it. And I'm sure a large portion of the people are using it on their phone. I don't think I've ever went to www.facebook.com on my computer because I can just do it on my phone. And I just realized, cause I never
I tend to
in
go,
before.
I honestly tend to go out on the computer more often because I can actually find shit on the computer. I don't like the mobile version of Facebook.
If I have
the mobile version
page,
of Facebook is a fucking clusterfuck, a fucking giant motherfucker.
I have nothing to look for. But that's what I mean. Like, and I never noticed until I read this that, like, wow, there's no ads on the mobile one. And I'm like, it is a lot better. But anyways.
They could push ads if they felt like it.
The last thing that I found interesting was that 12% of the people on Facebook are there because of Zynga games. So like
Farmville
and all that
Farmville.
Shit.
Farmville's huge.
What is it? Was it Frontierville for a while? And then it became Pioneer Trail. All kinds of stuff.
But yeah.
Oh, that brings me up to something.
And they're trying to go solo. They don't want to use Facebook anymore. So like that's got to be a huge thing for the shareholders.
Well, isn't Zynga trying to put... I think Zynga's got a bunch of games on...
Steam?
On Google Plus as well.
Yeah.
And
they want to make it so people go to like... their website, like Zynga.com, and you play on their website. That way they can have their own ads, they can make their own money off it and do all that stuff. They're testing it. It might happen, and I think it could happen.
I think Facebook's screwed if that happens.
Okay.
I don't think that would work as well for them because then they would basically have to make their own social infrastructure. The reason why those games work so well is because Facebook has the social integration, so you could fucking pester your friends for fucking nails all day when you're just like, I don't want to fucking deal with this, guys. Yeah. I just want to know when my soccer tournament's going to start.
Shit.
Watch your knee there, G.
Sorry.
But yeah, like...
I'm cold guy.
It's bullshit. But speaking of Zynga,
it's Narnia.
Have you guys heard that Zynga's basically full of scumbags?
Yeah. No, I haven't heard of this.
Dirty, filthy, thieving scumbags.
I don't know about Zynga being full of scumbags, so let's
no, they're dirty.
Tell me.
They're filthy.
And all right, stealing this games. This is actually a pretty hilarious...
Hide your kids, hide your wives.
Oh, God, not that.
Zynga is stealing your games.
Are they raping everybody?
Yeah.
Can't believe we just
essentially,
pulled that up in our podcast.
Essentially, what it is Zynga wholesale pretty much copied another game made by another developer. I believe this is an iPhone game called Tiny Tower.
Yeah, Tiny Tower.
And I'm trying to think. What was
I played Tiny Tower for a while.
Yeah, you probably played it on Zynga.
Yeah,
too.
It was a...
no, I never played it on Zynga.
It was a pretty successful...
iPhone game. I liked it. Yeah, with the little bit guys.
Yeah.
Bitsidens.
Mm-hmm.
They're citizens that are made of bits, so they're called Bitsidens or
But what Zynga has released recently is a game called Dream Heights.
Well, let me see this.
Which is a carbon motherfucking... here, like, I have an image right here. You guys will be able to see, but we'll put it in the post.
Well, I just yelled
garbage.
Right, so we're going to put it on the podcast garbage, episode 12.
Yep.
Pay attention.
But essentially, yes.
I'm paying attention.
Not the funny you. Thing about this is there was... The company that made Tiny Tower actually made a full letter addressed to Zynga. Where it's like, it starts off like, hey, we noticed you're about to launch a new iPhone game called Dream Heights. Congratulations. We wanted to thank all you guys for being such big fans of our iPhone game of the year, Tiny Tower. Good luck with your game. We are looking forward to inspiring you with all our future games. Sincerely, all three of us. So, it's funny, like, you look at this comparison picture and it's like, these games look pretty much identical.
Yeah.
Like, this is like wholesale ripoff, and
yeah,
not just
like
in spirit.
Concept, yeah.
But it's good. It's getting to the point where it's like, since this is a social game, both of them are social games, it's like, it gets to the point where like the upgrades are basically the same. The amount that you need to unlock these upgrades is the same. The amount of money you need to pay to just unlock it with real money is the same. It's like they took it and they put a facelift on it, slapped a new coat of paint on it, like, hey, we got a new game.
So can't these guys like sue them?
It's three guys. Three guys versus Zynga. Who do you think's got more money? I don't know. I think Zynga's going to lose a lot of faith over this. So.
Only for people who notice.
It's, I don't know. Hopefully more people
I didn't even know about this, so for me, I would
it's
be
hilarious.
Like, I
but apparently this isn't the only game that has... That this isn't the only like offending game that Zynga has made recently. There's also been like a bingo game, I think, recently.
Yeah,
I don't know what that one's called.
People are like putting two and two together, a lot of their games.
Yeah. Which is kind of funny because Zynga's like that company that sued a Brazilian company for making a game that was similar to Farmville, but meanwhile they're like wholesale ripping off other people's games.
I don't know, man.
So good job, Zynga. You are...
Yeah, this browser gaming crap is just... Who does... Who plays Farmville? If you play Farmville, stop coming to our site. You can still tell your friends, but just don't come to our site.
No, it's fine. Farmville is one of those games that you play, like, it's like a 10-minute-a-day thing. It's just like, okay.
Yeah, you go in, you do your stuff. I actually guiltily played, not Farmville, the Civ...
That game
Civilization
sick.
World?
That's sick.
No, it was bad. It was not good.
It was fun.
EA's doing all that stuff, too. I think they pretty much, like, cannibalized Playfish, and they're like, Playfish, make these social games for us now. There's, like, The Sims Social, and...
Yeah, I never played Sims. I played The Civ. I'm a big fan of The Civ.
Mm-hmm.
The Civ's, like, franchise. But, like, I never really liked the game. I didn't like the fact that I had to go in. There's, like, a certain amount of stuff I can do at once and whatever. And then I have to go back the next day and, like, do a certain amount of things. And it's, like, the same reason why I don't watch TV and just PVR everything and watch it when I want. Because I don't want to play a game. I want to go and play the game for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, I don't want to worry about that, like, oh, my Civ is doing this. Or, oh, this is happening. Or, oh, I didn't go on today, so I missed out on getting this, this, and this. Which means tomorrow the guy who did do it is going to be ahead of me. And it's fucking bullshit. I don't care about that stuff.
Yeah.
It
reminds me a lot of Animal Crossing, only without a mole that doesn't... Without a mole.
That game is ridiculous. Animal Crossing is a ridiculous game.
But Animal Crossing is basically Farmville or Frontierville.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, on a different scale.
But, like, I went over to my buddy's house, and he was playing Animal Crossing, and he was, like, whipping all kinds of shit out of everything.
His house?
Yeah, that game's whack.
Paying off his massive debt?
Yeah. Oh, I got...
That Tom Nook guy's a jackass.
Yeah, you have this house.
He is the 1%.
You owe me 30,000 bells.
He is the 1%.
What?
It's like
I upgraded your house. You owe me 50,000 bells. Are you kidding me? What?
Welcome to real estate.
I paid you to upgrade my house, you fucking asshole. Mortgage.
Yeah.
Mortgage.
Welcome to the real world. And Nintendo is teaching you what the real world is
like.
Yeah,
exactly.
What the real world is like.
But yeah, I remember you had like the R-Wing from Star Fox on like a table. It was whack. That game was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta have money to make money.
Fun little game.
Yeah.
There's two of them. There's Animal Crossing 1 and 2.
Okay.
There's all kinds.
Yeah.
Anyway, they made one for the DS.
Sorry,
they made one for the...
I keep going off on tangents.
It's fine.
Very tangential podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, what happens when Steve's not here to keep us in line? If he wasn't dead, poor fucking Steve.
Guys, February 2nd, ABC's top story of the day was groundhogs.
Yeah. Groundhogs.
Oh, Jesus.
They exist.
I hate them.
Do you know that, like, that actually has nothing to do with what the actual weather is going to be?
Well, yeah. It's a fucking we're not animal. Fucking crazy.
We can't predict
you know what,
the weather. We're
you know what groundhogs are good for? The movie Groundhog Day. Good
yeah, exactly.
Movie. You should
yeah.
watch that movie.
Like,
Bill Murray.
Mankind yeah, Bill cannot Murray, predict the weather with any,
Saint
like,
of a man, Bill Murray.
Any yeah. ability
I
like
Bill Murray.
Be
I thought
right.
it was funny.
You can tell me a fucking groundhog can? If a groundhog is better than mankind, we need to, like, really take a look in the mirror. And,
yeah. But I just love how, like... They actually like
it's
make
just a tradition
stories
thing.
Out of it. No, it's stupid.
They well, should get yeah, it's
this,
stupid, but it's
they
a
should
tradition
get rid of this tradition.
Just give us another statutory holiday.
What was that movie with Bill Murray? The one, The Life of Zisu? Is that what it was called?
Kind
no, Life Aquatic.
The Life Aquatic.
Love Life Aquatic.
Didn't
His
random people
Steve
just
Zisu.
Keep dying in that movie?
Oh,
it's
fucking
just like,
good
what's
movie.
Going on?
It's so funny. Oh my god, it's so dry that I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it's the driest fucking comedy I've ever seen
oh
in my life.
Oh my god, I was laughing my hat off.
Mm-hmm. Very good movie.
Yeah. All right, continue.
Speaking of movies, let's go back into the world of Hollywood once more.
Uh-oh.
Why?
Because we are. I heard just today, actually, that Mike has issue.
Oh no!
Maybe
wait,
doesn't
yeah.
have issue with the new
oh.
Star Wars series.
Oh god!
The
oh.
new potential Star Wars series.
I do not have energy for this conversation.
So, see, this is exactly what I was talking about when I wrote the article on George Lucas being like, "I'm done with this Hollywood bullshit. I'm gonna do things my way." This is what I was. This
but
is what I was
have you heard the story? What was the movie that just came
George
out recently?
George Lucas,
Red Tails.
Have you heard the story about him trying to get that movie made?
Yeah, and everyone was like, "Nah."
It's actually, like, I'm very happy that he forced that movie to be made, regardless of the quality of the movie. I've not seen it. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad.
Yeah.
But it's kind of bullshit that they like he made this movie. And he's like, "This is a movie. It's gonna be great. It's gonna star you know full cast of black heroes." And Hollywood's like, "No."
Yeah, Hollywood had
like,
nothing to do with it.
It's like black people, and it's like a serious movie.
No,
that can't.
Let's not go down the racist road.
No,
let's
but that's go, what it was. That's what it was. They didn't want to release the movie because
you know
it was
that?
A
did they come out and say that?
That's what they said.
They pretty much fucking said that. No. George Lucas went on the Daily Show and he was like, "Yeah, they wouldn't do it because of this." He went falling out. He was just like, "Yeah, it was complete
George
bullshit."
Lucas said
number
it.
One, that's not a diplomatic way to get funding
that,
later on. Number two, it could have just been like
but that's why he doesn't give a fuck about Hollywood anymore. So he's like, "You know, I'm
no, but it's like, hey, George Lucas was doing great. Then he released the first one, two, three episode of Star of thing, and it's like, all right, you know what? It's not so bad.
Okay,
he
George
fucked,
Lucas was
he fucked up.
He made Howard
he
the Duck.
Up. He fucked up. Oh wait a minute, Indiana Jones dead, never touching anything ever again. I would not go let him touch my money. I would not invest in George Lucas after." He teamed up.
But Red Tails, from what I understand...
And made Indiana Jones, which was the fucking worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I'm sorry.
I'm not... I'm
he
not
is
sure
not allowed... I would never invest my money in him ever again.
But that's not what Jay's saying, though.
Yeah. What
Jay's
he's saying is Hollywood didn't want to fund him.
Yeah,
for
and,
good reason.
And George Lucas was like...
But that was not the reasoning to... Like, they don't care... Kingdom of the Crystal Skull made shit tons of money. They don't care that it was a bad movie. They don't care.
You care.
I care.
Hollywood doesn't care.
It's horrible.
But the point is...
I don't trust George Lucas.
They don't want to fund him, so now he's doing things his way. And doing things his way is what you want to talk about.
Like, here. The movie basically began development in around 1988.
Oh, fuck
so think about that.
He pulled this shit up. Okay.
Think about
what
that.
Movie, Red
well,
Tails?
That was way before Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Red Tails?
Yeah.
This guy takes
George
a long
Lucas
time
began
to
developing
do
Red Tails around 1998.
People just don't like this guy.
Because it's based off of a true story, and he heard the story from, like, one of the guys... So then he started trying to make the movie, but he kept running into roll. I don't know the full story, but he keeps running into roll. He kept running into roadblocks because Hollywood's like, no one's going to watch this movie. A movie starring you know a full cast of black people that isn't like got Damon Wayans in it. No, we're not going to give you this movie.
They're not going
to
be running.
Where's the Wayans brothers? You need to cast the Wayans brothers. That's it's like you're not. Jesus Christ! Like seriously though. No, I'm fucking angry about this because from what I heard,
he's
this
not
is
wrong.
Supposed to be
that's
a pretty good movie.
That's what they said.
Anyways, did the movie come out?
Yeah, it came out.
Oh, good. I'm glad I heard about it.
Yeah. No, like, the reason I know this is because basically I watched an episode of The Daily Show when George Lucas came on, and he was like, you know...
Why was I defending Hollywood? I can't believe I defended
Well,
I know.
He basically started, like,
so
complaining.
Like
he said, like, the long production of the film was because major studios, like, pretty much refused to back the financing of the film because of an all-black cast with no major white roles. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
it's kind of fucked up, right?
See, the thing is, I wouldn't be a deciding
I mean, like,
I don't respect
George Lucas as a director. I don't think he's a good director, but I respect him as a person, at least, after hearing this story that he kept pushing.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you a respect him as a person. But anyways...
I just don't think he's very good at making movies.
No.
I don't think he's really good at making TV shows that are ripped off of Boardwalk Empire. Anyway, take it away, Mike.
Boom! Yeah, Star Wars TV show. Let's move on.
Star Wars TV show, essentially... the only reason why this surfaced again was because there was a rumor that went out
this is a spoiler alert, so if you don't want to hear it, you have...
And like, for the record, I told him about this rumor, having absolutely no idea that this rumor actually existed. I had, like, literally about as much knowledge about that rumor as the same type that you could read on my water bottle right here. That's what I read about it when I told you about it. And I was dead on fucking the money.
So anyways,
I had three fucking letters.
There's a spoiler for the TV show. Okay, so the TV show actually was mentioned for the first time in 2005. He never got funding for it, which is why I'm saying this Red Tails thing isn't surprising, because he doesn't get funding for his own Star Wars stuff, which probably has white people in it. So I'm like not 100% sold on this all black thing, because like myself, I wouldn't not watch a movie because it's an all black cast.
It's a movie about fighter pilots. I'd watch a movie about fighter pilots.
Yeah, I would watch that movie.
For free.
George Lucas, maybe not, but like... Maybe
apparently
had a lot of
things...
Apparently
not that well received, but...
Really?
Yeah. Maybe the producers were right. Maybe because it doesn't have any major white...
I don't think it has anything to do
with it. I don't think it has anything
maybe
to do
just,
with it.
Maybe it just wasn't marketed well because I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, apparently like, the major studios aren't backing it. So...
Or maybe it's just because George Lucas doesn't make good movies.
We'll yeah.
We should watch it. We should watch it.
That's
I'll
fine.
Watch it.
I'll watch it. I don't care. Anyways, let's go back to where we were. So, George Lucas, 2005, he was talking about making this. He didn't get any funding, but he sat in his Skywalker Ranch and continued and pumped out 50 scripts. 50 scripts, which is supposed to be like 400 hours of this TV show. Okay? 400 hours of this TV show, which is a lot of hours of TV show.
It's heavy duty.
That is heavy duty. So that's what they're actually, he first came on and said it's going to be 1,000 hours. And then he's like, okay, it's going to be 400. But, yeah, so essentially there was a... This was going on for a while, and it still don't have any funding. But a rumor came out, some guy pretty much said... And they don't even know if this is, like, a credible source. They're saying it could be credible. He pretty much said that in this TV show, which is going to be between episode 3 and 4... So it's going to be, like, the fall of, like, the Republic and the rise of the Empire, and it's going to have prostitutes and drugs.
Sure,
rings.
Why not?
Yeah, prostitutes. It's going to be very dark and...
everywhere.
Yeah. Dark and gritty, and, like, the rise of crime, and how, like, the Empire is just screwing everything up.
Pretty much Empire doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Go ahead, no.
you look pissed.
Yeah.
No, because the Empire doesn't like crime. Like
okay,
no,
that is the most.
No,
that is. I wish you could see his face right now because
yeah,
like,
the Empire
explain.
Doesn't like
paint a wood
advocate
picture.
People just
I
running around capping people in the streets. Like that's not what the Empire wants. The Empire wants like
I don't know. They're gonna follow Jabba the Hutt.
You could straight up kill somebody,
dude.
But you got to do it in a certain way,
dude. You want me to Wikipedia what he said exactly?
I don't give a fuck. I trust it. I trust that you said that he said that, but that doesn't actually play into what the Empire does. The Empire doesn't like. Underground crime and shit. That's the Hutts. The Hutts do that shit. The Empire does not do that shit.
Two words. George Lucas.
No.
So anyways.
That's fine. I agree with you. But that already doesn't sound like... Like, I understand what you're saying. But in a transition from when the Republic falls to when the Emperor rolls to power, there being all this underground, like, fucking organized crime, that doesn't make sense. Because that's not how the Empire does things. The Empire,
so maybe...
the Empire likes to control... everything with like a iron fucking
so it's like yeah it's a fucking totalitarian
it could,
government
it could just basically
right.
be like the transition
yeah.
of government so like you know
yeah the transition of government would be the Empire shooting everybody
just everybody
there'd be no transition to government they'd be like oh you wanna sell it no dead boom we're taking your store like you can't make a movie about unless it takes place on Hutta no
Dude, there's always crime. Doesn't matter who's in charge.
Yeah,
by the way, it's
like,
called Star Wars Underworld.
Not like... It wouldn't be
are there vampires in it?
So essentially the exact quote...
Is Kate Beckinsale in it? I'm sold that she is.
I wish. The exact quote is...
this is bullshit.
Let's see if I can find it here. It's like The Godfather.
Oh, sweet shit.
It's the Empire slowly building up its power base around the galaxy. What happens in... the major capital city.
Didn't that happen overnight?
And it's a group of underground bosses who live there and control drug prostitution. End quote.
So this isn't so much a movie about the Empire. It's more about the city underground.
Of course. Which is okay.
The
yeah,
city
it says
underground,
the Empire
is
slowly building up its power base around
so basically,
the galaxy.
If this movie is about the effects of like the underground crime regimes... As they realize the Empire's into power and maybe they're trying to get their hands into the Empire where they had their hands in the Republic before.
Mm.
That could be interesting. Right. Yeah, but I don't trust George Lucas.
So. Okay, but here's the best part. You ready for the best part?
Sure, why not?
This is a spoiler, so if you don't want to listen, plug your ears for the next, like, 20
seconds. Well, it's a potential spoiler.
It's a potential spoiler, but I don't want it to be right, and then they get all mad. Spoiler alert.
30 seconds of spoilers.
There is a group...
Oh, fuck.
Of bandits.
Oh, no. I can't be here.
You can... It's,
no, fuck.
There's a group of bandits that are going to be...
Oh, fuck.
Traveling back in time. They find a way to travel in time in Star Wars, which for any of the franchise of the TV show, like the cartoon or the movies, never happened. I don't know about the books because I don't read.
Expanded universe is fucked. It's probably got time travel.
So...
And the expanded they're going universe, back in time. A bounty hunter that has a Millennium Falcon.
They're going back in time. Now, remember, we're between episode 3 and episode 4, so Darth Vader... just, like, came into power. Like, just started, because at the end of 3 was when he gets his suit.
And he goes, no.
Yeah, so it's, like, the time in between. So, like, I don't know where in between. But, like, he gets his suit and shit. So, like, now he becomes Darth Vader. But they want to go back in time and kill Anakin Skywalker before he turns to Darth Vader. Thus stopping this from happening. That's...
So he's trying to retcon his entire series.
Yeah, so, like, my first question I asked is, where's John Connor? Because that's essentially what's going on.
Yeah, basically.
No, go.
Fuck.
Let it all out, G.
You know,
before G goes, I'm happy about this because this would nullify the fact that Star Wars actually ever existed. Darth Vader dying is like taking away the whole story of Star Wars, and I'm fine with this because if Star Wars doesn't exist, even in just one section of like a time-space continuum fucking bullshit, I'm happy.
Split timelines.
I will live in that fucking timeline that Star Wars does not exist. I don't care about the only thing. The only bad thing I can see coming out of this is a fucking Star Wars reboot. And George Lucas should not be able to restart anything because anything he's fucking touched since the original 3 movies that came out has been utter fucking bullshit. And even when he goes back to fix the other stuff, he just makes it even more fucking bullshit. That's all I'm saying. I am done. That took too much energy because
really
I'm so tired.
You're a really big fan.
But yeah, there you go. You can take the floor. I'm happy about this decision.
Time travel is a really fucked up thing. And
I love it.
George Lucas doesn't... This is going to sound really bad. George Lucas doesn't have the intelligence to do time travel correctly.
You don't know that for sure.
No, listen. I'm sorry. Like... Time travel is not, like, you just don't fucking flip a switch, travel back in time, and, like, boom, done. No. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. You go back in time, you fucking do anything. Like,
I'm you not might not even be born.
I'm not gonna get into it, but all kinds of shit can go wrong. That's all I'm gonna say. And if he does that, it's just, like, he doesn't have the ability to do it right. He just doesn't have...
You know what I see this being? If this is something that happens in the TV show, it's probably like a two or three episode, you know, mini plot point where, like, they try to do it, but then they realize by doing it, they fuck up the entire universe even more, so they go back and try to stop themselves.
Because without Darth Vader, though, like... This is aside the point.
Technically...
Darth Vader was the Force's way of, like, rebooting itself. It was like a hard reset. Darth Vader was, like, the fourth...
It wasn't originally until the time when George Lucas pulled Mark Hamill aside and said, okay, so we changed the script a little bit.
I agree with you.
And we decided that Darth Vader's going to be your father.
I agree with you.
But that was a great idea.
Yes, but...
It was a great idea.
I'll give him that one.
It wasn't originally planned, which means he's saying that he actually had the foresight to make it that Darth Vader was the hard reset button.
No.
I highly doubt that was the intention.
Listen, Darth Vader, in the first 3 movies, which is 4, 5, and 6, that was bullshit. But when he wrote the prequels, he wrote it so that it would be like Darth Vader was the equalizer. You understand? Like, the prequel plot arc is to show, like, the rise of Darth Vader into becoming the guy who fixes the Force. Even though he was evil and killed a whole bunch of Jedis, it was all so, like, the
Whatever,
Force
would even out. Whatever, he suplexed somebody off a cliff.
Right. Yeah. But that was just so the Force would even out. So if you go back in time and you kill Darth Vader, you're not only, like, completely fucking with your series now, making your timeline make no sense.
But don't you think that could be somewhat interesting if it's a series based on when they tried and they...
Yeah,
if
they don't try to kill Darth Vader.
No, but they'll be like, we're going to make everything fine. And then they go back to their timeline and everything's much worse. They're like, oh God, what do we do?
Exactly. Yeah, that'd be interesting. But it has to go wrong. You can't kill Darth Vader and have it be like...
It can't go wrong
unless
you kill Darth
Vader. Because
you
made 6 fucking movies.
Yeah, it's like
about Vader.
It's like saying if I wrote a story where like I went back in time and I shot Hitler, and then when I go back, like everything's like it's
then
like,
communist Russia would have
it's
taken
like the
over
Red
everybody.
Sun. It's
yeah.
like the Red Sun. You're like, yeah. Oh God, you know, shit happens for a reason. That could be a good plot point. I'm not going to completely dismiss it.
But you can't get rid of Darth Vader.
I mean, I don't know how much of an involvement he has inside the animated series Clone Wars, but from what I hear, it's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I don't think it has very much to do with that.
Like, I heard the movie's garbage, but... Like, the Clone Wars...
But I'm pretty sure it doesn't have very much.
The movie was garbage, but...
I don't know. I just... Time travel is a really
You know what?
Dish.
I like stories based around time travel, though. But like, we're sort of on the subject of time travel, I've only ever seen time travel done right one time. What was that?
Farscape.
All right. I have not seen it, so I cannot comment on it.
I like time travel in that game, Shadow of Destiny.
Shadow of Destiny.
Love that game.
Gotcha. I also like time travel in Chrono Trigger. Mm. Very good game.
You know what? I got stuck in Chrono Trigger, and I just never played it.
That's fine.
How do you get stuck? There's like 12 ways to beat that game.
I got stuck in an area, and I couldn't get out, and I just gave up.
But yeah, since we were on the subject of time travel, I wanted to bring up a story in comics recently. Maybe not a story. It's like a specific storyline. It's an amazing Spider-Man story, and I liked this premise of time travel because it's not like going back in time and trying to fix something. It's going forward in time and realizing that you fucked something up by going forward in time.
No, that's cool.
It was a story where like one of Peter Parker's coworkers builds a door that goes forward in time 24 hours. So when his friend goes inside the time portal and grabs something, comes back out, he's like, "Hey, look, I got tomorrow's paper. It's great." And like nothing happens. But since Peter Parker's Spider-Man and he does a lot of shit during the day that, you know, helps people around New York City, he's like, "Okay, I'm going to try this out." He goes in the portal and then everything changes. New York City's ashes. And he's just like, "Oh shit. What did I do?" He's like, "I don't know what you did. Fuck. Come back here." And he goes back, doesn't fix it. Because by going forward in time 24 hours, it's like he wasn't there for a day. But when he goes back, he's what he was going to do that day changes because his day changed because he became aware of it. So everything's still fucked up. So then he has to spend the rest of the time trying to figure out what the fuck he's supposed to do to save the future. And it's kind of funny.
That's a wicked concept.
I like that premise. I'm not going to ruin that story for you, but if
George Lucas, do that shit.
Yeah. If you're interested in that type of story, it's only two issues. I think the last issue came out just at the beginning of this month. It's the Amazing Spider-Man series. Only two issues. Pretty
good story.
Comics
do a lot of time travel stuff. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But that actually sounds like a good story.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And I'm a major fucking Spider-Man nerd, so whatever. I'm totally biased. Spider-Man's my favorite comic book character.
I should totally
Followed by Batman, probably.
Time travel article.
I know Mike's not a big fan of Spider-Man, but, you know, it's fun.
I don't mind him. Mm-hmm. I don't mind Spider-Man. Doesn't bother me. I don't like the third
Spider-Man movie. I found that...
But I like Spider-Man. I love
Spider-Man movie, nobody liked that.
Yeah, I loved... I used to read Spider-Man comics.
But I thought that was a very interesting take on time travel. It was sort of like the reverse
effect. That's opposite
effect.
Of what
like,
normally gets done, yeah.
It's like, oh shit, because you weren't here, everything got fucked up. Come back.
You know what I want? I want more animated series stuff. I miss Batman animated series, Spider-Man animated series.
Well, they're doing
Would
another...
Did you watch that, though? I wouldn't watch
The Spider-Man animated series?
There was a more recent Spider-Man totally animated series done by... I don't know who it was done by. I think it was done by Sony, but it was Spectacular Spider-Man.
They follow the comics. I'm down.
They did Spectacular Spider-Man, but that wasn't following, like, the mainstream Spider-Man comics. It was following, like, the Ultimate Universe. So it wasn't a carbon copy, but it was similar to the Ultimate Universe. But now Marvel got back the rights, so that series ended. And in the future, they're going to be making... basically Ultimate Spider-Man the cartoon, which is going to be based off of the Ultimate Spider-Man universe.
I'm down with that. I would watch that.
Making another Batman cartoon. Like Brave and the Bold finished, I think, last year. And
oh, Brave and the Bold
one.
Was terrible. I'm sorry. That was terrible. I tried watching a few episodes. I couldn't stand
it. Brave and the Bold was a different kind of Batman.
I couldn't stand it.
It was basically like... It was a team-up show.
Yeah.
It was like Batman and his amazing friends. It was okay. But yeah, let's get off the topic of like comic books. We have our first question, guys.
Hmm. Okay.
Oddly enough, this was a question that was like apparently asked to us back in podcast 7. So
oh shit,
we're just answering it now because technically our podcasts are on backlogs.
Yeah,
we sort of do them and then post.
Somebody
eventually we will harmonize,
podcast?
Guys. So don't worry about that too.
Yeah, we're
somebody
harmonize.
Asked us a podcast question.
Yeah. They asked us what is our opinion on LCD TVs. It's not a very detailed question. It's kind of like weird, but
where
like,
did you get this question from?
It was posted on our website. They asked, you know, hey,
it's on the comments.
What's your opinion?
Because
on
it's far back, you have to actually go to older posts to see it.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I don't know. I guess maybe
we're
just asking for advice on what type of LCD TV to get.
We got an answer.
Samsung done.
Yeah, well, I totally.
I don't know if that's necessarily the case though, because Samsung makes really good TVs, but they tend to be a little bit more pricey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I'm down.
I
you pay for what you get.
And I know Sony matched their prices recently, So Sony's prices are pretty fairly well on par, and they make also they also make very good TVs.
Yeah, Sony TVs are bulletproof.
TVs that I would say to avoid are Toshiba. I've bought like a few Toshibas in the past, and they're not very good LCD TVs. It's been,
I have one.
They get like murky. But you have a smaller one,
he's
right?
He's specifically LCD. What about LED TVs? He issued an LED TV?
LED TVs, maybe he is.
Yeah,
you know, let me... You know what? You guys discuss. I'm going to bring up the guy's actual name so he doesn't feel, like, left out.
Yeah, I got a 42 LCD, and it's Toshiba, and it's fine.
Yeah, I don't know. The, interestingly enough...
But I bought it because it was dirt-ass cheap.
If
dirt,
Steve was here,
dirt,
he would be
dirt
absolutely... He would be absolutely complaining... He hates coming to my house and watching TV or anything.
Well, he doesn't like the True Motion 120
Hertz.
Yeah,
he doesn't like 120 Hertz. He hates it.
Honestly, it's very jarring. Especially that one movie where we saw it with Matt Damon. It was like a window to Matt Damon, and I don't like that. It's scary.
What movie were we watching?
It was Unbelievable, I believe.
Unbelievable?
I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure what it's called. I think it's called Unbelievable. It's the movie where Matt Damon, he's like the informant for the FBI.
No, The Informer it's called. Or the
it's called
informant.
The Informer? The
Informant.
So just the poster said Unbelievable on it.
Yeah. The Informant. Did you watch The Informant? I mean, he's pretty much just... Oh my god, I'm not going to spoil it because if I say what it's about, it's essentially going
to
spoil it.
You guys give me a lot of shit to watch now.
Yeah. Fuck. So good. But anyways.
Well, I don't know. I would suggest, as far as other companies goes, I'm not sure if it's...
You know what?
I know there's other companies out there, like the lower-end panels.
Don't get an LG.
LGs are okay, but they tend to be a little bit overpriced.
Well, we should have prepared for this question, because now I just feel like...
I should have prepared for his name. I completely forgot what his name is.
Oh, man.
I feel really bad.
Sorry, man. I feel so bad. We haven't given him good advice. All the TVs in my house are Samsung. I love them all. They've all been great TVs. I've never had any problems. I've never bought warranty for one of them. Never had any problems.
Yeah, my family usually gets a lot of Sony, and we don't have any problems. My Toshiba's been good, but it's cheap. So yeah. If you have no money, you want a Toshiba.
Like,
any kind of
okay, I got his name. His name is Lavoki. Sorry, Lavoki. We're answering your question now. Yes.
Lavoki.
Guys, we suck.
What I was going to suggest was, I can't remember the exact name of the company. I think it's Daytech, maybe?
Dynex?
Dynex actually makes pretty decent TVs.
Yeah.
They're one of the lower ends.
So, like, he wasn't very specific. Like, if he wants to go, like, cheaper and he wants to get, like, a good low-end TV, like, low-end price range TV, then we could have helped him out with that. Like, you know, but if he wants just, like, a good TV, I'm going
to
go, like...
I would say definitely avoid 3D TV. If you're stuck on getting an LCD as opposed to an LED, maybe it's just... I'm guessing he'd rather go for LCD because of cost constraints.
Probably.
Because LED is more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, send us more questions.
Yeah. Thanks for the question.
What was his name?
Lavoki, I think.
Lavoki.
We'll pay more attention to our website and get back to you in more timely fashion.
Yeah, definitely more haste.
Yeah.
Considering it's episode 12 and we still haven't answered him back.
I feel kind of bad now, guys. Yeah. But we got back to you, man. We're here for you, bro. Ask us questions.
We
will answer them. We will answer them to our best ability
already. But yeah, I mean, from now on,
he went out and bought a fucking Toshiba, and now he's crying and he hates us.
Listen, we know we lost Steve.
I don't know. I would say look into Dynex. Is that what I said?
Mm-hmm.
Look into Dynex TVs. If not, maybe
whatever you do, don't listen to the guy at Best Buy.
Don't buy Insignia because apparently, well, they probably don't have this problem anymore. But like. There was, like, a certain Insignia model that could, like, spontaneously combust.
Oh, that's safe. Just
they got, like, a massive recall.
Don't talk to anyone at Best Buy or Future Shop.
Yeah, they are there to fuck you.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to do research online, figure out what TV's
good
best
for
you.
And your price point, yeah.
And then go to the place where you want to buy it and just say, this is what I want, give it to me.
If you're in a controlled environment and you know it's going to be, like, dark and you have control over that, definitely go with plasma.
Unless you're playing games.
Unless you're playing games, then don't, because if you're playing games with a lot of, like, status... and HUDs for long periods of time, that shit will burn in on the screen eventually.
Yeah. My friend CB has friggin' faces from Dragon Age 2 stuck in the left corner.
Fine. I think that's cool. It's like, hey, there's fucking... What was his name?
Morgan. Alistair.
Yeah, Alistair's just hanging out in the front right of the screen. He's a city TV everywhere with fucking Alistair. But anyways, that is the only question we have. That is the only question we could answer, guys.
But yeah, send us more, because I'll watch.
Now. I think we shall end the podcast tonight. Mm-hmm. So, guys... You want to ask us questions, send us more questions. You could send us your questions through, I suppose you could send it through Twitter. You could post it in the comments of the latest podcast post, and we'll also do it there. Or you could email us at podcast@thatsyogarbage.com.
Yep. Yo.
Yeah. Y-O. Also,
And P.O. Box 1352. I always wanted
guys,
to say
thanks
that.
For the followers on Twitter. We've been P.O. increasing Box. Followers on Twitter, so if you're one of them, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, yeah, that's more or less what we want to say. You know, subscribe to us on Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter. We have a YouTube channel where we're posting our videos for Katawa Shoujo, future episodes of Ask G, and other games where we play through them are to come soon as well.
Yeah, check out. We're going to have the Family Guy one coming up. We're going to do Gotham City Imposters.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever that game, I Am Alive, comes out, I'm very interested in that game.
I actually know the if guy it comes who created that game.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, I'll talk about
I'm
that.
Very excited about this game, so I want. We're going to do something on that. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of stuff coming up. So.
Yeah, and subscribe to us on iTunes, guys. We're on there. That's where you can get the podcast.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us. Review us on iTunes. Give us what you think we deserve. Hopefully it's 5 stars. If not... Shit happens.
Eventually, we will start be giving away free stuff as long as we have, you know, people following.
We'll be auctioning Mark next week.
I am planning. I am planning to give away some Steam games eventually. Yeah. Once we get enough of a following, so it actually becomes competitive. I'm not just going to give it to Lavaki every week. Okay? But yeah. We will eventually, you know, send us your questions. I want
to
do a question
you should
of the week eventually.
Because we fucking took like 10 weeks to answer about his book.
Yeah, well, Lavaki, if you're listening, we might get you something.
But yeah, no you know, promises. Send us your questions. I'm eventually going to start, we're going to do the question of the week, and the question of the week, I'll give somebody something.
Nice.
I won't tell you what you're going to get.
And it will not be Mark's blue eyes.
You'll get something.
We'll give you one of Mark's eyes.
Blue eyes, yeah.
But yeah, that's your garbage for the week. Tune in next week for more That's Your Garbage podcast. This is us signing off.